Okay, let's put ourselves a little back to the swing of things. Let's see if we can wrap up this major, major sugya today. I didn't say we would, so we'll see whether we can. So we left off, we're still trying to solve the same old riddle. The riddle being, where did Chesed Yerushalayim come from? What is it based on? What's the longest line of Chesed Yerushalayim? So we have two very, very different approaches in the Gedolei HaRishonim, taken by the Ramban, Kantos of the Rosh. The Ramban understood that at the end of the day, Chesed Yerushalayim is rooted in the notion that the Gemara presented earlier on in this figure, that there's an overwhelmingly good chance that the Maasek is telling the truth. Because, after all, what normal person would sit back and watch his fruit being eaten for so long and not being moicha? And we put the Rabban used the word refinement on, but we put the words rove on it. And pretty much the idea of Chesed Yerushalayim is going down the route of rove. What kind of rove? Yeah, we spoke a lot about in the past. If that's the case, so then when the Gemara throws in at the end of the sugya the svara of Ach Vishtarcha, what Ach Vishtarcha basically means is it's a counteracting rove. And now we have one rove indicating that the Maasek is probably telling the truth. Within 3 years, we have another rove saying the Maasek is probably not telling the truth because he doesn't have a shtar, and that's unlikely that he wouldn't have a shtar after such a short amount of time. So that's pretty much how the sugya plays out according to the Ramban. It's one rove taking on another rove. But if and when the rove is in the favor of the Maasek, then it works for the Torah. And the Rosh said, "Ma pitahom, hoyd v'mi'olam." It's a good phrase to say in the sugya. Hoyd v'mi'olam. Man, the whole thing is not true. The whole thing is that the Chanos Chachamim, Heimam Veimamum, they're Masakin Yerushalayim, Masakin Machor. The whole thing is all made up by the Rabbanim. None of this really works. None of this is really convincing enough raya to be made see Midei Cheskes Barakah. So the Ketzos left us hanging with the Kasha. The Ketzos asked, according to the Ramban, we have precedent for Ach Vishtarcha being very, very powerful. Ach Vishtarcha can pull down a Chazoka Deraisa. Ach Vishtarcha can counteract a raya in a Torah. Obazoy, if Ach Vishtarcha can counteract a raya in a Torah, then why can't it do the following? The Gemara says a little bit later on, Chesed about him, that when you have a chazoka on an Eved, we have to figure out how we got that case, but we have a chazoka on an Eved Kotter, Mutu Be'arisa, so Muchsa kicks in, you only need 3 years, assuming that all the facts are right, Muchsa kicks in. And once Muchsa kicks in, the game is over immediately. So Frek, the Ketzos said, "Asha, what do you mean? Still Ach Vishtarcha? Still the Derech HaElim is to write shtaros for the Chiras of the Kenani? And therefore, the same way that Ach Vishtarcha can drag down Chesed Gimel Shalom, which was a Raya Deraisa, let Ach Vishtarcha drag down a Muchsa, which is right to a Raya Deraisa." That was the Ketzos of the Kasha. And we spoke a little bit about the Ketzos of Teretz, and we offered perhaps another possible Teretz of Bochon, those things that we kind of left off with last night. So if I say, it's this kasha, and an array of other issues, that led some of the later acharonim, the last 75 years or so, to go back to the drawing board of the Ketzos, of the Ramban, and to offer a little bit of a different twist on what the Ramban said, or perhaps didn't say. This idea appears in the Chiddush of Reb Reuven. Reb Reuven was Reb Baruch Ben's son-in-law, Reb Grozovsky. First, he was in Kamenitz in Europe, then he made his way to America. He's one of the Shivas in Tarvadas. It's time. This idea appears in the Stipler as well. So again, you're talking about, just relatively speaking, you're talking about within the last approximately 75 years or so. A whole new way of looking at the words of the Ramban. The Ketzos presented the Ramban, that there's an independent rove of stopping the guy would have been moicha right away, and it's a gevaldik rove, and now you have in the other corner, you have a gevaldik rove, a moiritik rove, of Ach Vishtarcha, and the two roves are going to fight against each other, and neither one can overcome, and the rest of the hand wrestling matches are in limbo, and comes Aloch and says, what can you do? We can't do anything about it, and therefore we walk away. So come these Gedolei HaRishonim saying that's not what's happening. What's happening is as follows. Once you recognize that Ach Vishtarcha exists, That is a very good reason why the original owner never bothered opening up his mouth in the first place. He can explain away, you know why I didn't open up my mouth? Because I'm going to come forward in a year and a half from now, I'm going to say to the guy, he's not going to have the shtar, and I'm going to win. So why do I have to make such a ton of, I'm busy right now. You know, listen, it's Hanukkah now, and I don't even say it's Hanukkah, I'm eating my last latke. I don't want to be bothered with being making an error right now. I have plenty of time, I have 3 years to worry about this problem. So come to Yisgdalach Rahim and say, once we have in our back pocket, once the Ma'arer, the original Marikama, has this ability to say Achvish Torcha, that is a justification why he wasn't Moich in the first place, and therefore it's Imacha, is not a riot anything. So it's not pshat that there's a clash of roves and let the best rove win. No. Once we chop this idea of Achvish Torcha, that undermines the very first rov, and then is Nishrav in the first place. That's how the sugya is working. If that's the case, say these Gedolei Acharonim, there is no raya anywhere in Shas that Achvish Torcha could attack something. Achvish Torcha could equal another raya. If another raya is valid, so it could be that other raya maybe is more valid than Achvish Torcha. What would give me an example of a raya that would be valid and would be stronger, even be more valid than an Achvish Torcha? Give me a good example, Rabbi Say. Give me a raya. Give me a raya that's a gewaltig, a geschmack, a raya even overrides Achvish Torcha. Muchsuk. Ich bin muchsuk on the Yavid Katan. A muchsuk on the Yavid Katan. So what are you going to tell me? Achvish Torcha is going to beat out V'shteit anywhere in Shas that Achvish Torcha could tie a rove. What Achvish Torcha does is by the rove, and the rove that we're talking about, with the raya that we're talking about, is predicated on my not being moicha, if I can explain away why I'm not moicha. Let's say, look at you, the guy said, I wasn't moicha because I was sick for 3 months. Give me a kasha, I said, why wasn't moicha? If I can explain a good reason why I wasn't moicha, then there's no raya for my lack of machot, anything. That's the vort. That's the Yisod HaDavid. There's no raya to anything. There's no proof ki hu zeh from our sugya that Achvish Torcha can bring down a raya brura such as Muchsuk. That's the MS answer to the Ktaisis Kasha. So Rabbi Say, now we have to go back and look at the sugya again. At what point in time does the Imacha really truly kick in? Remember, according to the Ramban, the Imacha is the Raya Min HaTorah. According to the Rosh, not this too. According to the Rosh, everything is the Rabban, the whole thing is the Rabban, there's no Deraisi whatsoever. But according to the Ramban, even when the Sugya ends, it's the Imacha that's the Raya. It's the Imacha that's the Rov Deraisa. So tell me when, I want you to point to me on the timeline, when did that Imacha kick in? So according to conventional wisdom, name into the Ktsaisis days, when did the Imacha kick in? Right away. The only reason why we couldn't paskin based on it right away is because it had something counteracting it. But according to Reuven, according to the disciples, rereading of the Ramban, when does the Imacha is meaningless right away? The Imacha becomes meaningful when Achvish Torcha no longer is an option. So that's a big, big difference. I mean, the mice doesn't make a slight bit of difference, right? At the end of the day, it ain't going to work for 3 years. But it conceptually, in Lumdus, sounds like it's a very, very, very different way of understanding what's going on. Again, it's all within the Ramban. According to the Rosh, no, this is true. According to the Rosh, nothing happens until the end of 3 years. The Takana only starts after 3 years. According to the Ramban, according to the Ktosis version, everything happens right away. It's just conflicted by something. According to the Rav Reuven in the Stiples Vort, no, nothing really happens until the end. So my Nafkamina Ladina, between the two Biurim in the Ramban, so I'll tell you the Nafkamina Ladina, and I'll bring Uriah from Mishayim against Rav Reuven, against the Stiples. Uriah from Mishayim with the Ktosis Biur in the Ramban, the Chavir is the correct one. For another Uriah? It's cryptic Chidush Aran. Can the Chidush Aran on the Ma'amar Kamis? Didn't I put it on? Where's the Chidush Aran? Everyone read the Chidush Aran? The background of the Chidush Aran is as follows. There is a famous Gemara that appears both in Baba Kama, the Seventh Parak, and in Chesavatim, revolving around the Pasuk of Chumash Avishnai made in Yochum Dovar. You need Eidim to be made on a Dovar. Kum to Teshuva Pen says, Dovar velo at, velo chatzi Dovar. Eidim have to be made on a davar shalom. They have to be made on a whole story, on a whole unit. If two Eidim come and give you a half-baked story, even though we have another set of Eidim, we'll give you another half-baked story, and our Beis knows how to do the math, so two and two doesn't equal four in Beis Din. The two Eidim, apishtem yechem davar, from the mouth of the Eidim to the ears of the Dayanim, have to be all pertinent facts. We're not going to pick up half the story for one set of Eidim, half the story for the other half set of Eidim, and connect the dots. We don't do that. That's called a Pishnah Meirim Yochum Dabur. What's the example of that? Lamaychas, anyone know? The Sugi is about the Kaaba, the seventh parak? Pishnah Shtairim. So the Gemara has a whole Sugi about, we're trying to figure out whether the person is a Gadol or not. Because a Gadol or a Gadola, so Havachim Hashem, see, they have to develop Beis Cyrus. So they have to have Beis Cyrus and Shonim also, but Beis Cyrus are critical. So it's Chapin Af Kamina for me is Beis, and Chapin Af Kamina for serious Dinim, whether the person is a Gadol or not. So two Eidim come and they say, we saw one Seir on one side of the body. Two other Beidim come and say, we weren't looking so carefully, we saw another Seir on the other side of the body. Oh, so Beidim says, one plus one, this, one plus one equals two. Oh, the Mr. Godo, you are now entitled to be Chai, this is Beis Din for what you just did. Gavaldik. So comes the Gemara and says, no, apishnami yachem davar, davar l'chatzi davar. So comes the Gemara and says, even though there is a din of davar l'chatzi davar, what would the din be as follows? I'm living in land, and I'm eating the fruit for an entire year, and two Eidim are watching me do that. Two Eidim see me the entire year, and then they leave, they go to Eretz Yisrael for a sabbatical the following year. The next year I continue to eat, there are two other Eidim. The guys who switched teams, the guys came from that yeshiva to this yeshiva, they come, and now they watch me for a year. These guys go back home, and a third set of Eidim come for the third year. And now everyone comes together for a big Shabbaton, and all three sets of Eidim are around, and I'm trying to prove that I had Gimel Shnei Chazoka. So Bezos says, where are your Eidim? So I bring in Reuben and Shimon testify year about year one. Levi and Yehuda testify about year two. And Dan and Naftali testify about year three. So if you would have asked me, I would have said that is a classic example of a Chatzi Dover. How does that work? It's a joke. How does that work, Chatzi Dover? So the Gemara says, no, it's okay. That's all right. That's not called a Chatzi Dover. And completely unclear why that's not called a Chatzi Dover. The Gemara says it, and the Gemara compares and contrasts it to the Beis Cyrus, and leaves us out. It never bothers to explain to us what the difference is. The question is so belate. So what is the difference? So the Chiddush Aran, on the 11th of the Maamar Kaimis, so the Chiddush Aran suggests the following. He based it on Rashi. But Rashi's Altiriyat Bika Kushan. The guy b'ktan ha'inu time ad lo mitzdarfei mishum d'chol kas v'kas aktana kom esahadei. When you walk into Beis Din and you say, I saw one seyar, that is tantamount to saying what? Where's the ktana? Because the halach b'shiri was the Beis Cyrus. So that's not, it's not like saying I saw half a gadola. I saw nothing. That's a zero. She'enechem yam meir afilu bat chos gadlusa. One seyer is not halfway to being a gadol. It's zero to being a gadol. Shefil ktana shem ktana se'ev she'shela seyer echad. Chiddush Aran is nervous. He's not so sure that's right. He says, maybe one seyer is half the way. No, it's not true. B'shuba b'yalmehi. Eid is a seyer. One hair doesn't do anything. That's a mole. It's a mole with a little hair in it. That's not a seyer gadlus. Just because a person biologically, physically, anatomically has a hair in that area of the body, that doesn't necessarily meet the criteria to be called a siman gadlus. The Gemara says that you need to have Beis Cyrus, and also you have to have Yud Gimel Shonim for a boy and 12, Yud Beis Shonim for a girl. So there's a big machlokes of Rishonim, why do you need both of those things for? So some of the Rishonim say that Ikaron, the real shear of gadlus, the siman of gadlus is Cyrus. The only reason why you need Shonim was, how do you know these Cyrus are authentic Cyrus? Maybe the 3-year-old has a little hormonal imbalance. Maybe there's growing hairs in that area. So hairs that are growing for a 3-year-old, for a 4-year-old, for a 5-year-old, for a 6-year-old, for a 7-year-old, for a 12-year-old, for a 12-year-old, that's not a Raya of Gadlus yet. After 13 years, then we can put together the pictures. Oh, this is a Cyrus, this is a Simon for Gadlus. So according to some Rishonim that are going to Tysus, the only reason why you need Shonim in the first place is just to be certain that these Cyrus are not a Shuma B'Alma. So the Rambam happens to disagree with this. The Rambam holds that the reason why you need Yud Gimel Shonim V'Bei Cyrus is because there are two different halachas of gamlus. In order to be a gadol, you have to have two standards. You have to be physically mature and emotionally, intellectually mature. So the sirens are coming to show physical maturity, and the yigimushanim are showing that you man a certain degree of emotional, of understanding, a certain degree of being of das. So the two independent halachas, benaf kibuti toys in the Rambam. At the end of the day, the gemara says beferish, you're not a bar mitzvah, you're not pas mitzvah until you have shanim v'simonim. So the lafkamina would be, the gemara says in the Masechet Yevamos, that having a child is like a simon. Let's say you have a woman, she gave birth. She just had a baby. But she happens not to have Beis Iris. But she had a baby. So aim l'cha physical proof, gold b'zeh, that she gave birth. So the gemara says that what's called banim arem kisimonim. So having a child is considered like the equivalent of having a simon. So as Machlokes Tais in the Rambam, what if she's 10 years old and she had a baby? Would you say that also? When the Gemara said Ban Marim Kisimanim, that means after she's already 12 and had a baby? Or does the Gemara mean even at the age of 8 and she had a baby? So according to Tosfos, that the whole purpose of Shanim is just to offset a mistake, lest we be misunderstanding the Simanim. We thought the Simanim Gadlus, but they're really just the Shimon B'Alma, but there is no objective halacha that requires Shanim. It's kind of hard to believe that we're going to misunderstand this baby. It means the baby's born, but no, it's not really a baby. The baby's crying. It's not really a baby. It's just a shuma b'yamas. It's honest. Obviously, this is a baby. So according to Tosfos, all you need is a physical sign of godless. Bar mitzvah means a physical sign of godless. So Chazal said, the development of Cyrus is a simon. Kavachoyim, the baby itself is a simon. But according to the Rambam, that there are two halachas. You require godless physically, and you require godless intellectually and emotionally. So if you're 8 years old and you had a baby, so then that's not, it's probably the opposite. It probably shows you're not so smart. I mean, the person's 8 years old had a baby, so that's not an indication of any emotional maturity. It's not it's an indication of physical maturity, but that's not enough according to Shitas Rambam. So the bottom line is the halacha does have this idea that just having Cyrus there is not in the end all, not the end of the game. If it's a shuma, then it's considered. That's what the Ran is saying here also, that having one Seyar means nothing in halacha. It's not that you're almost there, come on, yeah, you're halfway there. You're not halfway there. You know we're there. You got nowhere. You got absolutely no accomplishment towards the goal of godless. You are not one step closer to godless than anybody else.
Really?
Yeah.
If a girl gives birth at, let's say, 8 or 10 according to Tosfos, would she be chayavas and mitzvos now? Is that what Tosfos is assuming?
I think so. So comes the Ran and says, this is all true by Simani Gavlos. Ava be'edis chazoka, keven she'im idim shu muchzok bo ka'odim ha muchzok b'shaloi, edis gomaru de medina b'hochi sagya. V'yad kan lo boi gimu shonim ela mishum dereya ta'anosei de idoch k'she'ein lo shtar. Hilkach, the Chagavna mitstarfei ha-dodi didava gomerhu, which ain't gabi kitana. What did the Chiddush Ran say? What did he lumda savor? Lumda savor here. What did he say from Ran? What did he say? What did Ran say? By Chazoka.
The Edom are just meant to offset.
By Chazoka, when you were made that a guy was 8 payers for 1 second, you gave an Edus. You gave an Eidus that he is the rightful owner of the field. That's right. You gave a full-fledged 1,000,000% Eidus. The halacha happens to be that we have problems. You don't have any problems. We have some technical glitches here. We can't use this Eidus yet because we have this Achvish Tarcha staring us in the face. So we're going to need a little bit more than that. But from the vantage point for the Eidus is the Dover Shalit. So it's true that a one sayer is not half of godless. But one day of Achilles Peirus is 1,365 times 3, 1,900 something or other, 10,000, whatever it is, 1,000th of a chazoka. It is a chazoka. It is something. It's meaningful. That's why it's not called a chazidavar. And you could see the Ran is bothered. You see the Ran is like turning this over in his head. The Ran is saying, what do you mean? But it's not true, but it's gorgeous. Until you have 3 years, it's nothing. The mice, you don't get the field. So the Ran says, why don't you get the field within 3 years? Not because there's a chisor in your chazoka, but because there's a what? Because there's a achvishtach, which is dovim in achutz, which is tangential. You see the Ran, no? The Ran, you see, he's bothered with this kasha. Who ever read the Ran? Who ever read this Ran? The Ran, you could see it. Means he already sees you're going to chepper him, and you're going to say, what do you mean one day, one achila is enough? It's not true, you need three. So he says, no, you only need three just to offset Re'at HaNasei. But in Mitam HaChazok HaAtzma, it's an Eitz Gomor, the Medina Bochisagia. You know what I say? Which Acharonim can read this Ran? What do you mean, is this true? Medina Bechad Yoy Mesagi? Really? The Yetzim HaChazok is Mechuyemes already with one day? Who would say such a thing? Tzolis would say that. Who would not say such a thing? Reuben and Stipe would say such a thing. According to them, it's not Kayemes right away. For Akira, because there's Ach V'shtarcha, that shows that his Imacha was meaningless. So being not Meicha for 1 minute, for 1 day, for 1 year, for 2.5, for 3 years, minus 1 day, is nothing. According to the Stipe and Reuben, it's the Halach equivalent of what? Being made on a year and a half is the halach equivalent to being made on what? On one seyer. So the chayyur, the chiddushi Aran, if he's going b'ikvas to Ramban, we don't know where he's coming. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but if he's going b'ikvas to Ramban, so the chiddushi Aran is megala probably what the Ramban did mean, not like the Stipe and Reuven said. Yeah, I'm sorry, you had a question.
So how do you, according to the Aran, how do you combine the
testimony together with the I don't need that. All I need is to say that the guy was machzik. Beis Din will deal with the Ach V'shtarcha reality. So if we could figure out a way to ignore Ach V'shtarcha, we'll ignore it. But the MSA Eidus is on the Chazaka. That's all. That's all we need. We need an Eidus on the Chazaka itself.
Do you need a combination of the three years?
We don't have to combine. It's not a chisor in the Eidus. The din of davar l'chatzi davar means when the Eidus comes forward and the Eidus is meaningless, it's not toifes for anything, that's called the chatzi davar. When the Eidus is toifes, like the Moshe, the Gemara says that, let's say you have a woman is mezana, and two Eidim come in and say she was an Eishes Ish, and two other Eidim come and say she was mezana. We don't know anything, right? All of a sudden, four Eidim walk at the base. Two say she was Eishes, none two say she was Eishes. The Gemara says, that's not called a chisor in a chatzi davar. Because when the first two Eidim said that she's an Eishes Ish, that's meaningful. That's Teifes. That's Schal. It's a chiddush in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, when the two Eidim say she was Mazana, that doesn't mean anything. What's the significance of saying a woman's Mazana? She's not an Eishes Ish, so I didn't say she did anything wrong, but that has no relevance in Halacha, the fact that she was Mazana. So the Gemara says, you're right, the parasha of Chatzi Davar, as long as from the vantage point of one of the sets of Eidim, it's a Davar Shalem, so then it's Chalon and Hashem Eidus, and even vis-a-vis the other Eidus, it's also good. That's already a quirk, that's already a Chiddush in the parasha and the Sugya of Chatzi Davar. But you see, Klof of that Gemara, that of course we have to add up the dots. If we don't connect the dots with the daily condition, the Eidus Nus, the Maisi is not Mechev is Misa, we can add up dots. What we can't do is, we can't be Machsh an Eidus that wasn't Teifus. The Rebbe said, we're in trouble, though. Who's in trouble? Reuben's in trouble. Stipe's in trouble. So even though I don't think they're in this world of the Ran. I don't think so. I don't think Chiddush Aran is on their side, the Chlal. But according to their reading of the Ramban, and forget about their reading of the Ramban, according to the Rosh, according to the Ketzayis, according to the Rambam, the Cheskim Moshalim is Mamish at the Konos Achongim. That it's zero until you get reach that point. So even if the Ramban, again, we're not sure what the Ramban said, but even if the Ramban would agree to the Chiddush Aran, the Rambam wouldn't, the Rosh wouldn't, the Tzais wouldn't. So hada kusha l'duchta. So why is it a taka chatzi davar? You can't go down this route anymore. According to the Rosh, it's nothing until the end of 3 years. Why is it a chatzi davar? Why isn't it the Chatzi Davar? It's nothing until the end of 3 years. The Tachanus Chavim was at the end of 3 years. The Tachana wasn't, if you do 1 day, it would give you a half credit, E for effort. When you're up to day 719, you're going, come on. Little engine could, I think I can, chuck, you go up the mountain. No, you're nowhere, you're zero. You haven't accomplished anything yet. According to the Rush, right? Anybody argue with that? According to the Rush, it's Mamash Devar and Patelum. So why is it the Chatzi Davar? So, lo chaser are other reasons of Rishonim why it's not chatzi davar. Those reasons lie more in Hilchas Eidus and chatzi davar than do in Hilchas Chazaka. It was only the Ran who revamped and gave us this razzle dazzle chiddush in Nukas Chazaka. The other Rishonim who learned that Chazaka does not work like the Ran learned. Either the Ketzaisis, either the Reuven and the Stiples version of the Ramban, or the Rosh and the Rambam, obviously have to solve this problem in a different way. So what are the other solutions? I'm not the first one to ask this kasha. The Ram is not the first one to ask this kasha. Tosfos asks this kasha already. Tosfos, the Bava Kama, deals with this kasha. And Tosfos says, let me explain to you why it's not a Chatzidover. Says Tosfos, you know what Chatzidover means? What's the case of Chatzidover the Gemara gives? The Beis Iris. Do you think that's the same as Chesed Gimel Shonim? What's the difference? Don't tell me Ran's along the Shavuots. Give me a very, very partial about that. There's a difference between the two Eidim who saw one Sayer, the other two Eidim saw the other Sayer.
The Eidim of Gimel Shonim aren't telling us what the Balabas, what the Marakam is thinking. They're just telling us in Metzias what happened. Meaning they're not directly answering the question. As opposed to by the Beis Aris, where we need them to tell us whether there are two Saris here or not. They're not telling us what the person is thinking.
We need them to tell us that there was Gimel Shonim, and then we'll do the math.
Well, the Gimel Shonim isn't inherently what matters. What matters is what the guy is,
So you're saying, of Lord, listen to what Jeremy's telling you. He's telling you, Shtetl Torah, that by Gimel Shonim, the Gimel Shonim are just the Raya Hadavar. They're not the Etzem Hadavar. Right? They're just a riot to a certain piece of information. The emphasis is not so much on the achila. It's just an edus on the achila is a way of our measuring something, but it's not the etzem ha'edus. If you are correct, then what are you saying about Cyrus?
That is
etzem. That's the etzem adavar. It's the famous chakir in Rabbi Chanan. About what's the nature of this halach b'shini of Beis Iris. Is Beis Iris a raya? It's a raya that the person's a godless? It means what creates godless? What creates godless is something inside a person's neshama and guf and something around that means they're now considered to be a bardas. How do we know that? How do you measure that? So the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Teva and he created this parsha called godless. And the dinya of Torah depend upon godless. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that the barometer to measure this you know, Dvarim Omni Brum Shalom called Gavos, is through the mechanism of looking for Beis Iris. Is that the Pshat? Or is Beis Iris, that is the Etzem Adover. That is Gavos. That defines Gavos. If you have this, you are a Gavos. You don't have this, and you're a Kata. So Rebbe Chanan brings this Raya. There's a Shit Mekubetzis. There's a Shit Lamed Lami that has this idea, like Jeremy's saying. Everyone knows the famous Rebbe Chanan, the beginning of Pesachim. The Kodesh Yom, the very beginning of Pesachim. It's the part of Pesachim that we skipped on the base. Rebbe Chanan has a Shaila. It says, the Gemara tells us that, how do you know that it's Laila in Halacha? What's the Shia of Laila? How do you know that the new day has arrived? The night has arrived. What does the Gemara say? What's the Pasuk? You need Seis Kechavim, right? Well, does the Gemara call that Pasuk? Pasuk in Ezra, right? I mean, Allah Shachar, it says Kechavim. It says is you know for certain, once it says Kechavim, so how many Kechavim do they have to be? So we have a tradition, it has to be three Kechavim. It says Gimel Kechavim, right? Most of us don't even think of those terms anymore. If I ask you what time it says, what do you tell me? You look at your calendar, you check your Zmanim, you check your phone, it's like, oh, this says Kechavim. You forgot that it has anything to do with stars coming out. When I was a little boy, I remember that my grandmother, Shalom, sometimes Shabbos afternoon, she'd take us late in the afternoon sometimes to the park. It would be getting dark, And then I remember she would mamish look up in the sky. And when she saw, I don't know whether she was makbet for Gimel Kechavim Beinayim and Kechavim Ketanim and the Fuzarim and the Rameni Yainis and the Chumrim and everything. But I remember as a little boy, she would look up in the sky. And when she saw three stars, she says, it's always Shabbos. Shabbos is over. That's how I grew up. As a 3-4-year-old little boy, look up at Shabbos, Shabbos is over. How did she know to do that? Because that's what her mother did. That's what Chazal did. That's what they used to do in the old days before my Zmanim. That's how they used to figure out the Shabbos was over. I told them about the guy in Rosh HaNikra, no? There was once in Rosh HaNikra, and it was right before Shkia, and these two guys were hacking about, is it Shkia yet? They were checking their phones, is it B'nai Brak? Is it Shkia now? Is it Shkia B'nai Brak? Is it Shkia in Haifa? Is it Shkia in Rosh HaNikra? Shkia in Beirut? And they were looking for him, where is it Shkia now? Sun. There's this big red ball over there. And you can still see it. That means it's not Shkia yet. Clueless that Shkia had anything to do with the sun. Okay, so Rabbi Sai, so Rechon has a shy at the beginning of Pesachim, says, what would the din be if we're trying to figure out is it Tzeis Gechovim or not? Nafkamin Ladina, we got to know, is it Tzeis Gechovim or not? The guy just did this Chil Shabbos, we got to know, is it Chayiv or not? Is it Tzeis Gechovim yet? So two Eidim come and say they saw one star on one side of the sky. Two other Eidim say they saw another star in the middle of it. And two others say they saw a third. Is that Eidus for Tzeis Gechovim or not? Or is that a problem of what? It's a Chatzi Dover, Shlush Dover, it's a Chatzi Dover. So Rabbi Chanan says, according to the sheet of Levin Mi that Jeremy was just b'chavit to, it depends on what lomda shashayla. What makes Tzeis Gechovim? What's pshat? Is Tzeis Gechovim a water or a what? Is it very lomda shashayla? Is it a simon or a simba? Is Tzeis Gechovim the definition of Laila? Or is, no, Tzeis Gechovim is that the new day? The new day is X amount of time has passed, whatever it is. We just don't know how to measure that. So the Torah gave us a way to figure out whether Laila has arrived. The Gechovim don't define Laila. The Gechovim are right that there's Laila. So Ruch HaMam, you can't get more lomdish than that. So he says, Chapa Nafkimina, would that be a problem with Chatzi Dover? So he has a raya. In the beginning of Pesachim, Kevet Shirim, he brings a raya. Once I class, I says, ah, Chakira, what's the nature of Tzeis Gechovim? Tzeis Gechovim, a raya of Laila, or is it the definition of Laila? Is a raya for Maisa Bereishis. So the Gemara says in Brachas Abayis, that's the mokka for Tzeis Gechov, Vayerev. That's the mokka that Yom Halacha Chalayla. So he said, there were stars yet. So how could the Torah call that Erev? How could you say Yom Echad, Yom Sheni? The stars weren't, whether the stars existed, they weren't from Mekayimam, whatever they were or weren't, but they weren't functioning as stars yet. And the Torah still says called Yom Echad. So you see that Laila was Chal already. It was a dim Laila already. You could have a Meirv and Meisim Reishis before Din from Yom Echad. Vayerev is already Chal, Din Laila, even though there were no stars. Zevin from Dah, you don't need stars to create Laila. You need stars to bring a riot that there's Laila. The Rebbe Hashem knew it was Laila already, so he was able to write the story. Vayerev, 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 Yom Echad. That is like fascinating. Anyway, back to the story. Okay, Jeff, it's your fault. You got to sit down with this pen. So back to the story. So Lo Chaser Perusim. So again, we're trying to figure out. The Chiddush Iran gave this razzle-dazzle shtickle Torah to explain why there's no din chatzid dover ches gimushan, and it only fits into the Ketzaisis version of the Ramban. What are Reuven, the Stipler, and the Rambam, and the Rush, and the Ketzais himself, everyone else do with this? So Tosfos asks this kasha, and Tosfos says, come on, there's a big difference between the case of the Cyrus and the case of the Chesed Roshanim. Why do you think this is the din of chatzid dover? Very issue conceptually. Why do you think such a Zagzer is a gospel Chatzid Dover? Why do you think the Torah cares about Chatzid Dover? Why can't we do it when you don't want to do math? Two Eidim saw one Sayer, two Eidim saw another Sayer, we add the two together. And sure, one plus one equals two. Well, what's the problem? It's too complicated for Basin to add one and one?
I don't know what the din is if the first Sayer has disappeared before the second Sayer shows.
Well, even if they're Meir Mam Shvasachas.
I mean, if neither pair of Eidim saw the full amount, maybe neither of them are good enough. Maybe
what do you mean they're not good enough?
I mean that it's not one and one equals two. Maybe it's zero plus zero equals zero. That they didn't see
it. So you're giving a very very lomdish mahalach. Maybe you're right, but Taisa says no. Taisa has a different one. Taisa says, you know what's wrong with the Chatzid Dover? Maybe you're the Ran. You're like one sick with the Ran. Very lomdish. You know what's wrong with the Chatzid Dover? This guy's a bunch of morons. They couldn't look to see the second Seder. You're standing there. It's in the lack of dichonus, Gobel Mizeh. The whole goal of an aide is to come and tell you the whole story. He's supposed to be on the game, on the ball. A guy standing there and looking, one Seder is a half a millimeter away from the other, and you couldn't tell me there's a second Seder there? It's Tosfos. It shows that you're blind. You know what you're doing. How can we accept Eidim from such tipshim? Says Tosfos, "Bamed v'mamur." That's true. The low row, koma shichal nerois. They could have seen the two Cyrus, and they didn't. Zaman v'dois, a raya brew. They didn't see what they saw. They stam missed the game here. They thought it was a sayer. They didn't know what they saw. But what if row koma shichal nerois? They saw whatever they could. You can't have any tainus enough for not seeing the whole story. You know why? They watched everything that was possible to be seen. They did a sisi kechol asher tzivisoni. So why didn't they see the whole story? Can I tell you why?
It wasn't there.
It wasn't there yet. They had to leave. I have to sit around for 3 years? Because you're a nincompoop eating the other guy's fruit. I got to sit around for 3 years? I did you this favor. I sat in for a year. I got to go already. Okay, show inside to go already. I'm leaving. This man's over. It's already halfway through December. It's already been a semester. I'm not sitting around the heights for the next 6 months. I saw you. We ate the fruit for a few months. Show him. Let the next lunch. Let the post-Pesach guys come after Pesach. I'm not going to sit around for June's month. Come on. I'm not hanging around so long. So Tosfos says, what did they do wrong? Ro komash chol neros. As Mr. Old said correctly, the second half of the story hasn't played yet. It's tomorrow's show, not today's show. Says Tosfos, that's not a problem of Chatzi Dover. And then Tosfos quotes the Rif. They don't usually quote the Rif. That's why they quote the Rif. Hilchos of Alphas, they have a different term. Says the Rif, you know why Chassidim Ushanim is not called the Chatzi Dover? Zok the Rif. The Chisorim Chatzi Dover is that the Eidus has to be Toifes in Beis Din. We come to Beis Din and we say to Beis Din, we have a story to tell you. Two Eidim walk to Beis Din and say, the Yeshimun HaDayanim Mumchim, listen to our story. We saw one Seir. So Beis Din says, what else did you say? Rabbi, we saw nothing else. Three Rabban Chashum, we only saw one Seir. You know what Beis Din does? So we have to waste our time listening to these guys. They didn't talk yet. They didn't say anything. Their statement wasn't an Eidus. They're not Afkamin Ladina. It's like saying Yishtikul Torah with the Svaras Biab. There's not Afkamin Ladina. It's down the Rabbi Taylor. So it wasn't Titus' Eidus. Two Eidim walk at the Beis Din and they say, Reuven ate fruit for an entire year. An entire year he ate fruit. More than that, we have no idea. Is that Eidus Tayfes? You better believe it was Tayfes. You know why it was Tayfes? Because Imtim to Lomer, that we can't dig up two other sets of Eidim for the rest of the 3 years, their Eidus, that they said Reuven ate fruit, is going to end up rebounding, boomeranging back against what? It's going to be in Shimon's favor, and what? Shimon's going to be mighty mammon from Reuven, all the fruit that Reuven ate as a goslin. So Beis Din is very interested in that information, not for the reason that they saw. They thought, these guys, they're friends of Reuven. They thought that would help Reuven. Little did they know, their Eidus is going to end up helping out Shimon collect all the fruit that Reuven gotten off of Shimon for the last year. So the Rif said the Eidus was Typhase. It was Typhase in the other direction, but it was Typhase. So as long as Beis Din writes it down, they put it in the files, that's not called the Chatzi Dover. So two gevaldige answers, Tosfos in the Rif, to the Kasha, the Chiddush Aran. Neither one is Meshuvah, the Chiddush Aran, the Shtickle
Teir. What's the difference between the Rifs and the Ran's answer? It seems very similar.
The Rif and the Ran's? No, Kebechem is a Vanayrav. The Ran is saying that it was Tosfos and Lamdus. There's nothing Ramayis, there's no Afkamina. The Ran's of Zah, Lamdana, Shtickle Teir, the Ulmus Al Yayim, it's Tosfos. And the Rif say Tachlis, come on, the Rif is a Maisa. The Rif for Hilchos Rav Alpha has got to be a Maisa. The Ran wrote Shukul Tairis and Davashesh Matirin, these grandiose themes. Somebody was telling me the other day that, yeah, you're looking to be shining, you don't really see such Lomdish of Horse. What are you talking about? This is not Lomdish, this is Mefarish. This Ran is Lomdish of a Lomdish. So if I say, there's a fundamental Lomdish of Machlekes here. We have three Mahalchim and Rishon of Kiran Jeremy's. We have three Mahalchim and Rishayim as to what separates, what distinguishes Chesed Gimel Shalom not being subject to the Parashah from Chatzi Dover. Three very, very different Biurim, the Ran, the Rif, and Tosfos. Conceptually, which of these two are similar to one another? You said it. Which of these two are similar to one another? The Rif and the Ran are similar because they both hold that the chisorin and chatzid dover is the Eidus doesn't register. They're just having a tekel to the point tekel machlokes as to vos bank registering. Does registering mean in the olam ha'asiyah and shulchan aruch, or does registering mean in the world of gemara and lomdus and brisket dayers? But Tosfos is on a different planet Lagamri in the sugya. Because Tosfos holds, I don't think about registering. Because they're having a machlekes, the Rishonim having a machlekes, what is the etzem adam? What's meant to chisaron? What's felt in a chatzidover? Is chatzidover a chisaron in the dichonus of Eidos? It's an indication that there's something fishy here, that, this, that the Eidim didn't see right, the Eidim don't know what they're doing, what they're talking about. That's what Tosfos learned. It's some kind of like, I don't mean this literally, but it's kind of some kind of like chashash b'shakar kind of halacha. It's like, we think they're lying. Not that they're bad guys, not that they're evil guys, not that they're Rishonim. These guys, they're not bankrupts, they're not murderers. But you can have a nice firm guy who's also lying, not lying intentionally, but he just doesn't know the truth because he's so careless. So according to Tosfos, the chisaron is like a chashash b'shakar they can do. Whereas according to the other Mishnah, it's not a chashash b'shakar. We're not afraid he's saying anything wrong. The guy, they're 100% honest, trustworthy guys, but there's a din for the chazanis, like there's a cost if you need, it has to be Tosfos. So we spoke a little bit about this, just as we find, and we're going to hopefully talk about this in sugyas very, very soon, actually, the next sugyas we're going to talk about this. When we have psuliatus, let's say the Moshe, we have a gav who's psuliatus, right? So we have some gavers who are psuliatus because they're liars. A gazlan is psuliatus because he's a liar. A brother is not necessarily a liar. A woman is not a liar. So just because you have some chisar of edus, sometimes it's a chisar because of the mitas adover, and sometimes it's a chisar because of some, because it's a technical halach, it's got to be chal on Hashem edus, and isha can't be chal on Hashem edus, and chatzidover can't be chal on Hashem edus. So there's a very deep, very, very deep machlek is going on here, the sugya of chatzidover, but again, the Chiddush Yaron is taking a stand, and he's differing with the Rif's understanding of us being typhus the edus. But a Shtibbel Torah is only good if you go down the Ramban, the Ketzes version of the Ramban. Everybody else, you got to go down a different path to solve this Chatzidover problem. Everyone got its partial, right? Everyone saw the Chiddush Yaron. Everyone realized the connection to the Chiddush Yaron and the Ramban and the Ketzes and the Cholkim Dover. So I'll share with you the following story. There's one specific condition. The Chosin Kalakom marching down to the Yichud Ruh. I noticed that there were two doors opening to the Yichud Ruh. And it was around the bend, around the corner. One door was on one side, one door was got me around the L on the other side. Both equally access to the Yichud Ruh. I realized we had a problem. What's the problem? Yeah. Eidim have to be made. I mean, that really going to come to you, but in order for the Eidus to be nitfas, it has to be able to have the ability to be made that Chazal Kalam didn't walk out of the room, or that nobody else walked into the room. So if you have two doors on two different sides of the room, how are these Eidim going to see both? It's physically impossible. So my initial reaction was, okay, no problem. It's a good way to add on more kibbutzim. We'll add on two more Eidim. So we'll have four Eidim, two Eidim on one door A, and two Eidim on door B. What was my cash to myself? Shalach l'chatzidover. What do you think? So I think it's about like his Tosfos against the Rif and the Ram. According to Tosfos, what do you want to do in this? Roll koma shechol neros. The same way that Tosfos said, I saw this year, whatever I could see. I'm in this corner, I can't tell, I'm not X-ray, but I can't see around the L's. What do you want from me? I saw what I see, I saw whatever I could see. And the other Eidim say they saw whatever they could see, now we could add up to Eidim. So in theory, if we would have to be made that there was a Yichud here, so that you were working with the assumption you need Eidus to keep a Dover for, that there was an Eidus, there was a Yichud here. So we'll add up to two sets of Eidim, Shalom Yisrael. So four Eidim here, two sets in each door. But according to the Rif, according to the Ran, none of me and Jeremy, so we don't have an Eidus. Never show an Eidus.
So what did you do?
So I did like this. So we have a few sniffim lakum. So one sniff lakum is, it is far from pashut that you need a deyichad altogether. So, who was with us back in Kedushin days, anyone? I told you Kedushin was before you. So remember, we learned the Mesavis Kedushin. There's a machlokes Rav Huna and the Rabbanon, where the chuppah could create kedusha or not, whether yichud, something like yichud and chuppah. It's the same thing, whether that could create a ma'isa kedusha. So the big machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes Rishon and Paskin. And the Rishon and Paskin, that chuppah cannot be used to create kedushin. Rav Huna had a whole fancy kavachimer, and the Rabbanan negated it. And the Gemara never explains why the Rabbanan really, really rejected Rav Huna. So Rav Shach has in his Sefer Avi Ezri that the machlekes Rav Huna and the Rabbanan is really a fundamental machlekes as to what the essence of what is nesuin really all about. Nesuin, chuppah yichud, is nesuin really a kinyan? If it's a kinyan, so then we could discuss the possibility of it being good to be serve as a kinyan for kedushin also. If nesuin is like a matzav, it's like a status. They're now, the kinyan was done with kedushin. There's really only one kedushin, there's only one kinyan done for a marriage. After a kinyan kedushin is done, then there's a matzav, they're living together, it's husband and wife, if they say ish. So whatever Beis Ish means, the chuppah, the yichud room, and then the apartment, whatever you think Beis Ish means, so they enter into the matzav of Beis Ish. So Shach says, there's a tumah of the Acharonim. Do you need edus l'kiyam adavar for yichud? Edus l'kiyam adavar you need for kedushim. You don't have edim, the kedushim is batal. It's not clear whether you need edus l'kiyam adavar for nisum altogether. It doesn't say beferish in the Gemara. So Shach says he thinks that machloike should depend on this. If you hold that nisum is a kinyan, so it's like Kedushin, it's so close to Kedushin, and according to Rav Huna, it's so close, it could even actually double as a Kedushin. If it's so similar to Kedushin, so then it should need Eitz L'Kimah Dov, the Gzeres HaKos of Dov and Dov Imam should be Chal Nesu'in also. But if you hold it, it's not a Kinyan Mechlal, it's just a status of being in a certain state of mind, a certain state of being. We need Eitz for it. If it happened, it happened. Gemarnu. So according to Rav Shach, we pass it against Rav Huna. Most Rav Rishon pass it against Rav Huna. It should come out that we don't really need Eitz L'Yichud Dov. The Eitz L'Yichud are really not necessary. So that's one tzad, l'hokel. Another tzad l'hokel is who said we need yichud altogether? Machlekes Rishon, what is nisuin? So the Rambam says you need yichud or labia, and other Rishon say you stand under the chuppah. The Rishon say we need to go to the apartment, half a dozen other reasons, other mahalchim, what the king nisuin is that Chazal were referring to. So we have minigas, we try to do everything, all of them, but the Sfaradim don't. The Sfaradim don't have a yichud room. They just rely on them going home, and they go home to the apartment later. Either there's no relatus, and on Saturday, whatever it is. Whatever it is, when the zechupas need this, we don't have a yichud. So we do without yichud. It means we don't really follow the Rambam. We're chayshish for the Rambam, but we don't really follow the Rambam. So I thought that we have three tzadim hukim. So we came up with this idea that number one, we're not sure you need yichud altogether. Number two, we're not sure you need eidi yichud. Number three, according to Taisus at least, you have eidi yichud because you wouldn't say a chisar v'chatzi davar on this one. That's the finis IP. It wasn't a great setup, but. If you're stuck and you get married in such a place, but the Eved, you're probably still married. Because Roko, Mashiach, and Nuros, it's impossible for God to see both sides. It's the same kind of a story. No chisar, and that kind of story. Anyway, just a side show from there. Okay. Back to that story, by saying. So, we're still trying just to put the final touches on what's really going on here. In terms of this ches is gimel shon, it's the deraisa, the ramonim. So we have this bechleikis, the ramban against the rush, tzoyis and ramam. In the world of the derabonim group, I think this whole ches gimel shon was just made up by the chum, just ramash yesh miayin. Min haTorah, it's mamash down the right there. It proves absolutely nothing. The fact that you're sitting on the land for 3 years, you're eating it, and the other guy's a meichel, that's ma. It's not a raya. It doesn't meet the standards for a raya deraisa. It might see mamma, it might see chesed mar kama, nothing. It just doesn't work. So there's a Ramon. I didn't put it on the Mamma Karmas. I didn't put it on it. Ramon Evan Ezra, I didn't put it on. There's Ramon Evan Ezra. Tucked away in Hachas Gittin of all places. Based on the Gemara on the second part of Gittin, I think the Shiva's going to get next year, no? Or not? Is that the plan? Is the Shiva going to get? I think so, right? Okay. So in the second part of Gittin, a whole complicated story about a woman walks into Beis Din with a get written on the hands of an Eved Kenani. Now, whether he should have written in Ksopas Kaak or not, that's another story, but not for now. There's a get written on the hands of the Eved Kenani. And she's holding on to the Eved Kenani. We have a little bit of a problem. You know what our problem is? We don't have Edim of what? Of Edim Esira. We don't know whether he actually gave her the Zeva Kanani or not. Maybe she grabbed it from him. Maybe she stole it from him. So we know that he wrote the get. Well, we think he wrote the get. But she doesn't have Edus, but there was a Mesiris Haget. So there's a whole sugya in the Gemara about, is there any way to prove that there was a Mesira? So when all the sugya ends, there are more rights in Uchaz Gittin, that if she has a Cheskes Gimel Shonim on that Eved, because remember, a little baby Avad, we can get away with a Chazak with 1 second, but an Eved Kanani, who could walk by himself, so there's no real din of muchzak on, but achrei gimel shan, there is chazaka. So there are more rights. After three, she's been holding on to it for 3 years, and we haven't heard the husband screaming for the last 3 years, we could say with absolute certainty, he must have given it to her. Because otherwise, if he didn't give it to her, what would he have done? He would have been right, he would have screamed. Now he wakes up 3 years later, he starts to scream, baruch, but we don't listen to him. Ches gimel shan carries the day. Zoi shteit in Ramon, who's getting. Anyone see the wheels turning? What's the problem? In order to prove that there was a Mesiris Haget, what standard of proof do we need? Gittin is a din what? It's a din deraisa. We need a deraisa to get proof that there was a Mesira. Don't we? How do we know there was ever a Mesira?
Maybe the need for it is a
deraisa,
but the need to prove it with
aids and all. No, but we have a shah deraisa now. We want to let this woman remarry. So bina turns to a cheskes ish, and we have to say with certainty we are convinced that cheskes ish is gone. So the Rama says we're invoking a sugya for cheskes abatim basically to prove that. So what does that mean? That means we're accepting cheskes gimushanim as being a rayim in haTorah. So wait a second, according to the Rosh, according to the Rambam, according to the Tzais, Cheskes Mishonim was made up by the Chachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't know what you're talking about. So how could I invoke a Raya Derabbanan when I'm dealing with the Shaila of a Safi Deraisa? So there's a famous beer, appears in Sefer Shah HaMishpot. Sefer Shah HaMishpot says that the whole Rosh and Rambam and Ketzos that says that Chesed Yerusham is only the Rabbanan, that means Kodem Chazal instituted it, it didn't exist in the Torah. It wasn't, didn't really carry its weight Midaraisa, wasn't a good enough Raya Midaraisa. But once Chazal was misaking it, you know full well that if you don't open up your mouth for the next 3 years, what's going to happen to you? You're going to lose. That's an unbelievable incentive for you to open up your mouth. It's ought to be meicha. So the fact that I'm seeing somebody eat my fruit for 3 years and I'm not meicha, that's not a rov. That's not a convincing of rov. It's not a rov bari. It's not a rov to be meitzim marakamas. That's not a rov. So minat Torah, it's not going to work. But once Chachamim said that it's going to work, and I know it's going to work, and I'm sitting in yeshiva and learning chas about it, and I know that I don't open up my mouth and be meicha, I'm going to mamish lose it, and I still didn't open up my mouth, you won't believe it. Now, post Takaras Chachamim, my not opening my mouth now becomes a raya on what level? On a deraistic level. I passed the threshold of rov. So, is Chassidus Gimel Shonim a derabbanan or is it a deraisa? The necessity existed for the Tachanas Chacham because the Atzmusa, it's not a deraisa. Just the fact that I'm not moich is not a raya enough to be made simama min haTorah. But once Chazal misaken it, not because Kidin Drabon Mahal deraisa, I don't do that. Once the Din Drabon exists, that ups the ante of the rope and that forces me to be moich and I still am not moich, that mamash becomes a deraisa. Well, that's like a whole other twist on the sugya, and that's what the Rambam's talking about. So, Rabbi Isai, we started out, you know, earlier last week with this presentation, like in a Kotzvah Kotzvah. We had the Ramban and the Rosh were like so far apart in life from one another. The Ramban was the one who was saying to us that, with the Tzoyis read into the Ramban, everything's happening in the first second, Minat Torah, Minat Torah, Minat Torah, everything happens in the first second. And we just got to figure out, get rid of Zachvish Tachem. And everything really happens in the first second. And the Rosh said, nothing happens, and nothing happens, and nothing happens, not Minat Torah, going to Shiva, after 3 years, nothing happened, Minat Torah. And now we started to whittle away a little bit and say, wait a second, the Ramban may not have been as extreme as we thought he was. Maybe the Ramban, like Reuben and Stipel said, never really meant to say that everything works Minat Torah. Yeah, you're right, everything should have worked Minat Torah, but once we discover Achvish Tarcha as a counter time, that undermines the what would have been a Rov Deraisa. So the Ramban got knocked down a notch. He's not as Deraisa-ish from the first second as we thought he was. And the Rosh just got boosted up a little bit. We thought the Rosh was a nothing Minat Torah, nothing Minat Torah. Yeah, that's right. Pre-Tachon HaSacham, post-Tachon HaSacham, he comes up a little bit. So the Ramban and the Rosh were like on different worlds. And you bring the Ramban down a little bit, and you bring the Rosh up a little bit, they're not that far from one another. At the end of the day, Cheskes Gimel Shanim works Min HaTorah when? At the end of 3 years. How we got there? Again, according to Reuben and the disciples, we got there because Achvish Tarcha nixed the, put the Rov on hold a little bit. It's still a Rov Deraisa, but it's not as shtag as the Ktois thought it was. And what the Rosh and the Ktois and the Rambam thought was meaningless Min HaTorah just got an upgrade. It's now really is meaningful Min HaTorah. So they're awfully close to one another when all the dust settles. They're coming from two different, half the cup is half full and half empty. They ended up in the same place, albeit legamri from different directions. The Ramban started out by being deraisa, deraisa, deraisa right away and got chiseled down. The Rosh started by derabbanan, 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 got beefed up a little bit. Anyway, just the background a little bit. Just the ABC. We didn't start chesabatim yet. We haven't talked about any cases of chesabatim. Notice. We spent the last two sugyas, the comment that I'm on the last two sugyas was just to understand where this magic number came from. So the first group of the Holchei Usha was through Sharmua, the second was through this thing. But now, the parak really begins, because only from now till pretty much to the end of the year, I mean, not much to the end of June, now we got to go through all the intricacies and all the cases and figure out what is the Cheskei Mishon and what's not Cheskei Mishon, how do we know it, the Edis and the Chazokas and Rayas and Titans and back and forth, the Migos and Migos and more Migos and more Migos and more Migos, try to figure out, but at least we have some working models. We have Shon Board of last sugya. We have the Ramban's model with two versions of the Ramban's model. We have the Rosh and almost like two versions of our revamped model of the Rosh. So we have about five different models as to how Chesed Yerushalayim mechanics work. Now we have to begin to learn a little bit as to how those mechanics play out. So another question? Or no?
Yeah, I have two questions.
Two questions, only two questions, okay.
Yeah. On the last, so the first, it assumes, the argument that was presented assumes that the reason for Chesed Yerushalayim is that people wouldn't supply and do nothing.
Right.
We learned there's several other possible reasons for Gimel Shan. We'll work with those. And the other question is that also assumes that people know.
Okay, so the knowing part is a whole other part of the parak about Macha, about Macha B'fanav, Shlo B'fanav. It's a part of the parak we're not going to really get to too much of. Okay? I mean, we'll make reference to it here and there, but the main sugars of Macha are actually later on in the parak. Okay? So.
First question.
Yeah, I've got backtrack.
First question was there are other reasons given for why the 3 years? The reason you gave works for the reason that people wouldn't sit by idly.
Well, that's the reason the Gemara gave. The Gemara concluded. The Gemara first taught the Shavuot story, and then
the last, so you're working on.
I'm saying we're putting together the both sugyas. The Shavuot was good according to some Tanoim. The Gemara said Man Halchei Usha Rabbi Shmuel, but according to the Rabbanim, it's not going to fit too well. So we had, the Gemara itself gave different tracks as how to understand this. Okay, we'll get the tape started. New Sugya. 220 started. So you want to.